Of course, it wasn't just Hitler. Behind him stood an enormous party machine fully committed to forcing the Jews out of Germany, then out of Europe. The state bureaucracy, among the most sophisticated in Europe, undertook the systematic planning. Above all, the SS and security police, the most ideologically dynamic part of the regime, provided the key institutional foundation for policies to remove the Jews. In every sector of state government, the imperative to work towards the removal of the Jews prevailed. Policy was driven forward by a symbiosis of action from above and below. Typically, Hitler would give a green light for action. Party activists would recognise the signal and attack Jews and their property. When the violence started to become counterproductive through objections to the disturbance of order or destruction of property, or through diplomatic sensitivities, it would be stopped from above but then channelled into discriminatory legislation in a spiral of persecution that Hans Mommsen aptly named cumulative radicalisation. The waves of anti-Jewish violence in pre-war Germany in 1933, 1935 and 1938 followed such a pattern. Whatever the brutality, Nazi anti-Jewish policy only had a limited success in expelling the Jews from Germany. Making Germany free of Jews, the Nazi leadership itself recognised, would take years. But then came the war.